Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
I do not.
Okay, how may I help you?
So I have my grandmother, who is 90 years old, that I signed up for the vaccination the beginning of February through the website. And we have not received any phone call, and I know the vaccination started on February 8th. But as of today, no one has called my grandmother. So what should I do at this matter? Because right now I understand that you guys are going to the next phase to vaccinate 65 and up.
They already started on that phase, ma'am, so everybody is in together. Now you have to check with someone locally to see if any vaccines are available in the county that you live in. And if so, they will call your grandmother back and the way her information has been received for the waiting list for the vaccine.
So I check with all her providers, including UAL, like University of Alabama. They do not have any vaccines. What they actually recommend me to reach out to you guys and try to find out how come she got missed.
No one get missed, ma'am. If it's 30,000 people in your county or 40,000 people in your county, 30,000 of them have been enrolled, half have been made an appointment, and the other half has not. The ones that has not had an appointment, everybody's still on the waiting list to when the vaccine becomes available again.
Understand. And like I said, I signed her up beginning of February.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
She's been on the wait list.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
I was saying that she's been on the wait list since beginning of February.
That may be correct, ma'am. Today is February the 18th. Some people have been on the wait list since January.
Okay. So is there any point that we can check to make sure that, like, she doesn't miss a phone call or, like, you guys try to reach out to her? Is it something that you guys can do to check on that?
I won't be able to check that information. She'll have to call the local county health department in her area.
Okay. So you guys just a call center based in what? What county that are you guys based on?
No, ma'am, we're not a call center. What we do here, we register anyone in their county for the vaccine. They can only register. They cannot book an appointment with us. And this is for every single county in the state of Alabama. If you want additional information, you can find more on cdc.gov or adph.org. That's Alabama Department of Public Health.
Correct. That's the website that I sent her up. So you're telling me that this 1-800 number is to register then?
Can you repeat your question?
Okay. Is there any way I can register?
Yes. Let me give you the phone number.
I appreciate it.
The phone number is 855.
Hang on. 855.
566.
566.
53.
53.
33.
33. Do you know by any chance the Jefferson County Public Health phone number?
No, ma'am. Jefferson County does not register at that phone number I gave you. The phone number I gave you is not for Jefferson County people. Jefferson County have their own number. They want anybody from Jefferson County to call, and I'll try to get that number for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For Jefferson County, you need to dial 205.
205.
858.
858. 2-2. 2-1. So that's for residents at Jefferson County.
Yes, if they have any questions regarding the vaccine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Yes. Ma'am, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I was just asking what you guys do by providing this phone number is to just kind of direct people. Is that what you guys do at over there?
No, ma'am. The number you're reaching me for is only for the
yes,
coronavirus,
ma'am.
Not for the vaccine. So the questions that I was answering about the vaccine, I was just giving you additional information. The number you're calling me on is for the COVID-19 testing.
Okay.
Not vaccine. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in to the coronavirus hotline. Have a good day.
Thank you.